Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush is urging his fellow Republicans to get behind immigration reform. In an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal today, Bush and a co-author say the current crisis along the border with Mexico should not be used as an excuse for inaction, not passing an immigration package. As for the surge in unaccompanied children from Central America, Jeb Bush says the vast majority of them should be sent home. Well, right now, we're going to meet a young man who overstayed a tourist visa in the U.S. and has decided on his own to return home to Mexico. You could say he decided to self-deport. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, KUOW's Liz Jones has his story.
Dozens of neckties drape across the couch. Jorge Lerma sets a few dozen aside. The rest he tosses on the giveaway pile. Jorge rents a tiny room at this house near Seattle. The landlord has popped in to look for some bargains.
Wow.
Jorge sells him a television and a tripod. The discard pile shrinks a bit, but on top of it, there still sits a crisp 5-foot American flag. Jorge used to hang it in his room.
I used to love the U.S. I used to love this country. So I used to have a flag, and I always wanted to be an American. Yeah, but things didn't work out.
So now you don't want it anymore?
Yeah, I don't want it anymore.
Jorge will leave Seattle in a few hours. The landlord pats him on the shoulder and says good luck. Jorge's from a middle-class family in Mexico, but as a teen, he craved life in the U.S.
Like, I used to watch all these shows on cable TV, you know, like Baywatch and Beverly Hills.
He came here alone on a tourist visa and overstayed it by about 15 years. He's 32 now. Jorge graduated high school in California. Then his dad helped pay for college at Cal State Los Angeles, where he got a degree in electrical engineering. But it's a degree he can't use here because of his illegal status.
Like more like way over here, like that.
On Facebook, Jorge flips through his college photos, remembering some good times.
Got me rock climbing, preparing to run a marathon.
In the photos, Jorge is tan, fit, and smiling. What's shocking is now, 6 years after college, he looks dramatically different. These past years have taken a toll. While his friends landed engineering jobs, Jorge struck out. He moved to Washington in 2010, hopeful about a better job market. Here, he worked in construction and at a warehouse. He injured his back and shoulder. He stopped playing sports. He lost 30 pounds. And his face is blotchy and red from rosacea. It's a condition often triggered by stress.
I feel like I'm stuck in the same place. I feel like I'm a fish in an aquarium, but I can't swim. I'm like sinking and sinking. And the other fishes are like swimming and moving on.
Jorge's fought depression as reality has set in. The engineering career he wants can't happen here.
All these years, all this work, and it's kind of, it failed. It was like a failure.
Bye, Carlos.
Just a few days before, Jorge dropped into a student club at the University of Washington to say goodbye to a few friends. He shared his decision with the whole group.
I'm just like at a point where, first of all, I'm broke, and second, I'm just tired. You know, I've been waiting for immigration reform for the 10, 12 years. They've been saying that, oh, it's coming, you know, it's next year or the year after that.
Immigration reform hasn't happened. But President Obama did approve a program that gives so-called dreamers like Jorge temporary waivers to live and work in the U.S. Jorge misses the age cutoff by just 6 months.
Yay.
At the student club, Jorge's comment sent a chill through the room. Like him, these students are all undocumented, with lives firmly rooted here in the U.S. In Mexico City, Jill Anderson researches this phenomenon of young people who return home, and she sees a top reason for those who voluntarily make this choice.
They're fed up, and they're fed up in an increasingly globalized world where they're realizing, well, you know, maybe all the options are not here in the United States. Why don't I go back to Mexico where I at least have citizenship and try to study there, work there?
Anderson's analyzed Mexican census data and found an increasing trend of young Mexicans aged 15 to 32 returning to their homeland. She estimates about 500,000 people in this age group return from 2005 to 2010. And a report from the Pew Hispanic Center shows the number of overall returnees to Mexico doubled in the past decade. Anderson's written a book about these young returnees and if they're finding a better life back in Mexico.
No, I would say overall it's an extremely challenging experience. Sometimes they find, you know, family here in Mexico, but often those ties have been, you know, weakened or most of the family is, in fact, in the United States and they find themselves here alone.
Two overstuffed suitcases. That's all Jorge plans to carry with him back to Mexico. He'll take some clothes, important papers, and his Mariners baseball cap, even though he never made it to a game. He rolls the suitcases up the driveway to the truck he just sold to a friend.
I just don't know, like, what's going to happen, you know? It's like driving, but someone tells you, like, close your eyes. I feel like I'm going blind to Mexico because I don't know what's going to happen. Like, to be honest, I don't know.
For Here and Now, I'm Liz Jones in Seattle.